fireside chat. Shining guests warm up the mic on RedBullMusicAcademyRadio.com.
Greetings, this is Blood Shanti, and you're in tune to Fireside Chat on the Red Bull Music Academy Radio. Yes, we are go tear down Babylon. Stay in tune. One love.
Shanti. I'm a sound system operator. We've been running for the last 19, going on 20 years now. So,
my name's Blood Shanti. I'm the producer of the Flasher Recordings. I've been a musician for around 30 years.
Jartubbies, this is a sound that was from the area that I lived in, which is Hackney Clapton. And I was always impressed with Tubbies because he had like exceptional sound quality. Like his sound stood out a bit more further than all the rest of the sounds that were around at the time. So that kind of intrigued me to get involved to do my apprenticeship, so to speak, to learn about sound system as a whole, quality wise. Thank you. was a big influence to us as black people in England, along with Calypso and stuff like that, coming from, like, we come from an Eastern Caribbean background, which is Antigua, a lot of drums, steel drums and Calypso music. So the love of reggae from the Jamaican emphasis of black people's music, yeah, man, we're more influenced by reggae more than anything else.
We're like the first generation of the English side of the fence from coming from the Caribbean, and reggae music made us kind of strong in the early 70s going through to the 80s, you know. So we had men like Dennis Brown and Bob Marley, Freddie McGregor, you know, but there's so many artists, you know, we'd be here all day mentioning names.
That was musically orientated. Like, from my dad came over from Antigua to England from the 60s, he's always had a sound system, and even back in the Caribbean he was part of a steel band outfit, so music is just traditional in our family.
We're brothers, so, you know, we go through the same process. I just took the musician side of it instead of the sound system side, so he controls the sound and I build all the music.
Thank you.
It just sums up what we're all about. Life is Imperial Majesty, word, sound and power. I've always been a Rastafarian, you know, my ideology has always been Rasta, so I would just say, yeah, I brought that side of my life more to the forefront now and letting people know, yeah, this is the path that I think I should take in delivering this music.
The famine and Red Bull Music Academy Radio.
Plays the sound system, and I'm 9 times out of 10 I'm in the studio building up the track so he can play them out so people can see that we move forward, and he's always got new tunes to play, and people like that. They can come to a dance and know that for the night ABBA's gonna play 2 or 3 brand new tunes that nobody's ever heard before. So yeah, that's the kind of place where I'm at. I'm the person who like deals with the recording side with the artists. I'm a musician by trade, so it makes things a little bit easier. I'm a drummer. I've been playing drums for about 30 years, and I've gone through the circuit where it comes to all the big Jamaican artists in the reggae field.
Natural Mystic.
We've been in situations where people have come into the dance and it's like, wow, it's Tim Ladder. And I say to them, well, listen, take away that and just take in the presence. And after maybe about an hour, they've lost all that fear and everything like that and walked out the door saying, wow, that was really good, you know. So
sometimes it's hard to explain. You just have to be there. But all I can say is the cosmopolitan makeup, people of all races, creeds, colours, ages, people come and find it as a very uplifting experience. So as well as the Rasta side of what we're about, you know, people just feel a godly spirit when they're in our presence, and you know, the way how we present the music.
Thank you.
Music is of most paramount significance to a sound system, like exclusive music, you know, and being able to present music, because that is the main thing that gets a lot of singers and people that are producing music. That gives them the main exposure, it gives them the little edge that they need. You have to have good communication with your crowd that you are playing to, really and truly. A good quality sound system goes a long way, you know. If you spend a lot of time in making sure that the equipment that you use is of high quality, because a lot of people get sound system business wrong. They go for like cheap rubbish equipment, and sound systems are superior, and you know, people should just really go for good equipment in order to present themselves in a good manner. Say mainly our philosophy on our music is like, hear the music and feel the vibe.
Peace and love, unity, gathering all creeds, all nations together as one, and trying to live on the planet in love.
You know, people that has like come to Notting Hill Carnival and has never been to an Abba Shanti session before, you know, we've gained a lot of followers like that. People that were a bit skeptical about what we're about, thinking it's not really inclusive, think that they're going to be kind of a bit sidelined or feel a bit strange. Nah, that all just goes away when they get there and when they see the amount of different people that are dwelling together, and it's just love. Yeah, it's amazing that you can get all the nations that are in the world in one place at one time, and there's no problems, man. Everybody seems to lock onto each other. So yeah, it's just more your spirit and your mind we're dealing with.
Is a message for all.
This one's called Tear Down Babylon, Blood Shanty live and direct in your area. This is the tune that, it was a one-off tune. It came out of, just out of the air, you know. I was in the studio working. I done the track and my brother put it out without even me knowing about it. And the first time I heard it was in the dance, and I couldn't believe that he actually pressed it up and put it out on the street. So that's our very first single that we actually put out on the street under the name of Blood Shanty.
You are listening to RBMA Radio.
The skill of selecting is, you know, having a good ear for music, because sometimes people get good tunes, and because it might not be of the normal steppery high energy type music, you know, some people care not to play like the slow one drop stuff, you know. And me personally, there's many moves in a dance, so you can't just play one sort of music all night. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we've done different genres of music where we've hired our sound system out, and you know, it's just do all night long, man. And I'm just saying, it's just repetitive beats. You've heard one, you've heard them all, you know. That's the beauty of like reggae music. There's many different moods to reggae music. I was influenced by many DJs growing up, because like you had sounds like Coxon, Fat Man and Jar Shaka, you know, these were my main influences coming up. And the main influence was my dad, because that was my first contact to do with anything to do with music, learning a skill of seeing how my dad would play in a dance. And my dad operated his sound by himself, so to see him play from maybe 10 o'clock at night till maybe 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and he selected all night long. He's you know, he's playing a bit of reggae, a bit of soul, a bit of calypso. So, you know, the greatest selector to me personally was my dad. And then moving on from there was influences like Josh Acker, Coxon, Fat Man, Tubbies. With that time I was working at Tubby's and I was mastering the tune, and like I just got a vibe that came over me, and I just went home, and like my girlfriend at the time, she's trying to speak to me, and I'm saying no, don't speak to me, I've got a vibe, I need to lay it down and I need to get it down now. So yeah, Zulu Warrior came about in the 90s. We was making a lot of steppers, like hard tunes that became like a anthem in the dance. Yeah, so I thought, yeah, let's, you know, most of the tunes that we produce, like if I find if we get a real good response to it, I'll say, well, it's too good for us to keep for ourselves, let's get it out, let the public get a piece of it, and they can have it in their little musical history of music. We'll be right back.
wake up in the morning, I've lived to fight another day. First giving thanks and praise to the Father of creation. Greetings all my brothers and sisters on the streets. Living the Rasta vibration. Father lives in I and I every day. So one love, Jah love.
And we've got Abashanti label. Abashanti is mainly like my projects, Blood Shanti's projects, and the Falasha is like like-minded brethren that come around and we do tunes with them. And because we got Sister Miriam at the moment, the tune called Digital Children. We got Shandy Eye, which is a brethren from Japan, and the tunes, the chorus is in English and the verses are in Japanese, and that's been one of our biggest sellers at the moment. Yeah, that's really caught the imagination of the public, because everyone was wondering how that would work, because they're saying, yeah, but he's speaking Japanese. But our philosophy is that, yeah, when we go to Japan and we play music in English, most of the people speak Japanese and they have to try and work it out. So it's about time the English guys had a little task to work out for themselves. So it helps them to do a bit of research as well, because there's been a lot of people wondering, yeah, what is he actually saying? So it gives them that little edge to do a bit of research and maybe learn a bit of Japanese as well.
Arise, all ghetto opians. Special request to all the concrete jungle ice. Babylon, fire, burn!
I
Yes, I hope you're always informed and I hope you're always uplifted. You're listening to Fireside Chat. Respect.
I'm going out the street.